What about this BMG signing I heard about? Can you tell us anything about that?
Signed up to a major label now. I think I'm the only beatboxer that has, or is at the moment.
Well, what does that mean for you and everybody else?
It means a lot. That in itself means a lot. It means we can get to bigger, wider people, you know, and show people exactly what people like yourself and me do. Do you know what I mean? And how we tick and how we think, you know?
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is explaining it and almost spoon feeding it very gently, because the last thing I wanted to do on the album was do like a whole beatbox album, entirely a beatbox, because A, people don't get that, and B, I guess it's like doing a whole tabla album or just an electric guitar album.
Yeah.
It's like, or a solo drummer album. It doesn't really put the instrument across in a perfect way, you know, because in an ideal way, would rock on record as much as we do on stage. So that was always my first thing. How do I put across what it is Killer Keller is and what beatboxing is about on a record? So putting two and two together, I was all about creating a landscape so the beatbox can kind of glide and move around on it. So I got like a four-piece string quartet, I got backing vocalists, I got a piano, got one or two additional things, but to be honest, I'm the guy in the middle of the set and I kind of roll around on that kind of carpet of sound. And that in itself is kind of, you know, beatboxing with strings, beatboxing with other things. It's not really what's done in major label land anyway.
Yeah.
So I was just like, let's go and take it somewhere like that. And then sometimes I'll do the beat and I'll sing all the way through the album. I'll sing like the beat at the same time through the verse and the chorus. And then sometimes I'll do spoken word and I'll add the sound effects, all the effects and stuff. I try to do it all once and do it all raw, one take, no special effects. Just the roots in a kind of band kind of setting. And that's it. You know, sometimes I'll scratch the vocals or change my voice into a girl, which I like doing. That's why it seems to be the thing that's always been there. And you know, just come with something different for people to digest a little bit more easily.
Yeah.
In a real Spit Kingdom kind of way.
Very nice.